So big news in the NFL today. Ron Rivera is out. He's been in Carolina for a long time. The Seahawks win again last night. They bump San Francisco down to the 5 spot. So San Fran has been one of the most consistent, you know, high-quality teams all year. And if the playoffs were to start tonight, they're a wild card team on the road up against the NFC East.
Don't they play each other? Don't they play Seattle, San Fran the last week of the year? I think they do.
I think there's still a big game coming up. So it's the same thing in the NFC North. Minnesota's still got a chance against Green Bay because they play each other in Minnesota in a couple of weeks. But to chat about the firing down in Carolina, and it was a pretty good game last night by the end of it anyway, even though Kirk Cousins now 0-8 lifetime on Monday Night
Football. How does that happen? I wonder if there's any analytics or data behind that.
I don't know.
Tell me.
She is the NFL Network's analytics expert. You can follow her on Twitter, at C. Freeland. Cynthia Freeland from the NFL Network joins us. What's up, Cynthia?
How are you?
We're doing well. Can you break down those numbers for us?
Yes, like show me one reason why I bet on this guy on a Monday night and he just can't win on a Monday night. Give me a stat or something I can fall back on.
That's a really great question. I think if you could quantify that, you'd like have, you know, everyone has talked about like the bro factor, right? Like you never measure his heart. Well, I don't know about that, but I do know that if you could figure that out, it would be pretty interesting. You'd have something good there.
Yeah, that's a stat that...
there's got to be some kind of choking element, because it's the biggest game of the week, it's the Monday nighter, and you can't perform. There's a choking element to
it. Yeah, but I mean, it's a 53-man roster. It's not only on him.
So what? He's the most important guy on the field.
You're preaching but the choir, man. I don't know what to tell you.
He also didn't play for great teams until recently.
Right.
Yeah, because I think some of those stats, I mean, in Washington were certainly skewed, right? And then if you look at his number of game-winning drives, he has actually quite a few. So it's just a weird, it's kind of this weird, I have no idea how that even happens. Plus, how do you even factor in, like, Dalvin Cook being hurt? And, like, there's a lot to unpack there.
Yeah, Kirk Cousins, 0-8 lifetime. But on Monday Night Football, it's all good. I mean, they're still going to be a playoff team in the end. And they're fighting with the Packers in the NFC North. And on the other side of the ball, Russell Wilson, he just continued to do what he always does. He always wins games. And
is he doing enough? There was talk about him like making a run at the MVP. I mean, well, Lamar Jackson, isn't he so far away?
Where do you stand on that, Cynthia?
You know, it's funny because people, like, you know, like, look, I look at it this way. I look at it like who's most likely to win, and it's a combination of things, including your team has to, like, make a deep run in the playoffs, or at least at the end of the season when everyone's voting, it needs to look like it's going to make a deep run in the playoffs. So it's either going to be your Lamar Jackson, your Russell Wilson, or I know it sounds crazy, but still Tom Brady. If they start winning, if they crush these last four games, you know, it's a difficult roster, difficult schedule, rather, and if they win these games, you could still see our guy Tom Brady back up in the MVP consideration.
Well,
you got to be winners, you know?
He's the ultimate winner, as we know, but he has taken, he's taken some heat for the first time in a long time. Like, you know, the completion rating since week four or week five, and catching him on the sidelines kind of ripping into his guys or trying to amp them up a little bit. And I think it goes without saying, you look at the weapons that he has around him, or the lack of weapons. I mean, it feels a lot like it did in the early 2000s. He's got Edelman, who he trusts, and not a lot of other weapons. But where do you stand on Tom Brady? What are you seeing out of Brady? And is it fair to suggest, you know, it's finally starting to cave in on him a little bit, the fact that he's 42 and he's been playing for a long time?
I looked back at this game and I watched, you know, I watch it with computer vision. I watch it with a coach. I ask a bunch of questions. And I think the best thing I can net out from all of this is the fact that those young receivers, you know, this Romeo Crennel defense, it's all about like showing false leverages. So like whether they're going to be pushed to the outside or the inside, where's the defensive back going to be so that the wide receiver can anticipate on their route what kind of coverage they're going to face. And I think what you saw here was something that, you know, the Patriots defense usually does to people, which is show the, like, ahead of the snap. They look like they're giving a different leverage, so they're showing fake leverages, right? I actually saw them do this preseason against the Lions, you know, against Matt Patricia's Lions. They were showing fake leverages in preseason. So it's actually not dissimilar to that. So I think it was more confusing, like a Crennel, like I saw the Patriots doing it to the Lions in preseason, but it's the same, you know, they're all cut from the same cloth. These coaches come from the same tree. So they know kind of that young receivers are not going to understand showing false leverages. So I think that's more what you saw. But you know what? they may have just given the blueprint to these wide receivers to recognize them and pick them up going forward.
That was the first time the other night, Brian, I've ever heard, like, Rodney Harrison, of all people. He was like, Belichick's getting out coached. I had to rewind it, and did he just say that?
Yeah.
Because you never hear that ever, especially from Rodney Harrison.
Right, of all people.
Yeah. Yeah. Usually he's a pretty big supporter. Yeah.
He's like, Belichick's getting out coached. I'm like, I couldn't believe he said that. You never hear that.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah.
You're like, what? What happened?
That usually that's just a flat-out lie. If you're saying
you're right. Fooling yourself.
Yeah, you're trying to convince yourself to be a contrarian, but if it's coming from him, I mean, I can't necessarily deny it. They're still 10-2. They're still going to win the AFC East. The Bills are getting flexed, though. They're starting to get a little bit of love with Cynthia Freeland of the NFL Network. So Ron Rivera gets fired today down in Carolina. In terms of a ranking system, you know, how do you feel about Rivera and the chances of him getting back into a gig relatively quickly?
You know, I think of Ron Rivera has been an excellent coach. I mean, he went to a Super Bowl not that long ago, so... If you're going to look at someone who should be given another chance, it's probably, like, look at this situation. You have Cam Newton, who has been, for the past, three seasons, like, do we know how many games he's going to play? You know, I feel like before, ahead of the season in preseason, you're always hearing, oh, Cam's healthy, he's back, whatever. And then by week five, he's, like, dead again. You know, like, something's wrong. So that's a really hard situation to be in when you have all this, like, you know, equity in this one position. And then you can't ask Christian McCaffrey to do everything, right? So, I mean, they tried, but it doesn't always work. So ultimately, he's been in a bad situation. I don't know if that to me is less about, like, I don't understand how Marty Herney doesn't go too, right? Because, like, that's kind of a GM thing too. I think it's like, you know, I think maybe at the end of the season, Herney will be going. I don't know. It just seems like they need to start kind of fresh. If they're going to make this decision to get rid of Ron Rivera, which I think is crazy because I think he's a wonderful coach, like really smart, really sharp, knows what he's doing. Then you probably should take a look at the GM too.
Well, what do you think that says about Cam Newton and his future in Carolina?
I don't think he's going to be in Carolina. I think he's going to be somewhere else.
Yeah.
I don't know where, but I think somewhere else.
It feels that way. I mean, I'm not sold on Kyle Allen. I think he's just probably a run-of-the-mill quarterback, but it feels like ever since the injury, he's been there for a while. Maybe Carolina, if they're looking for a fresh start across the board, maybe they try to draft quarterback and move on from him. But, I mean, if Cam hits
really
the market.
It's really hard because Cam is, when he's healthy, Cam's a top five guy, right? But the problem is, how many games can you rely on him for?
Right.
And that's a really tough situation for a whole team and a coach, you know, especially.
The NFL 100 All-Time Team Series continues this Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern on the NFL Network, revealing the defensive back, safeties, and specialists. She is Cynthia Freeland from the NFL Network. Great catching up with you, Cynthia. Really appreciate you doing this.
Thank you so much for having me.
Cynthia Freeland here on Overdrive. Analytically driven. A lot of her stuff.
I think you guys are analytically driven.
Yeah, we are.
We are in our life.
Yeah, we are.
We're not going to have pizza. Our expected pizza slices on Friday? One? What if we have two? Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
It was random.